the first county health department in the state to offer a mobile harm reduction program is in Wyoming County in southern West Virginia. It includes a traveling needle exchange that allows drug users to turn in used needles and get clean ones. And it goes to some of the county's most rural and isolated areas. As Molly Bourne reports, choosing the location has been the hardest part.
Fred Cox and his team are setting up on a gravel shoulder off the side of the road, like where you might see someone selling summer vegetables. There's a white tent, a table, some chairs, and brown paper bags piled in crates. It may not look like it, but this is the Wyoming County Health Department's mobile harm reduction unit. It includes a needle exchange.
We park at a wide spot in the road at Allen Junction, and we've made inroads with some of the folks, and a lot of times they're there waiting on us.
It's about 12:30 on a Friday afternoon in July. There's no one here yet, but after a few minutes, a car pulls up and the people inside ask for some supplies. Then a couple comes around the curve in the road and walks up.
You want me to fill this out? Okay.
Whatever you need.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, you want me to do it?
No, I got it.
Y'all doing okay?
Yeah, y'all been doing
good.
They're willing to talk, even to a reporter, about their struggle with addiction.
I have been doing drugs since I was like 18. Quit there for a while, went to rehab, and then relapsed.
That's Rebecca. She's 35, and it's her fifth time visiting the van since May.
Nobody's ever done something like this. It's my health, and I want to make sure I stay healthy, even though I'm doing stupid stuff.
She and her fiancé, John, both inject heroin. He's 28.
Now there's nowhere near as many people sharing needles and passing the same needle back and forth for each of them to use.
John says just the night before, a friend overdosed, and he had to revive her with the Narcan spray he got from an earlier visit to the van. He just found out a friend is HIV positive. John isn't, but he says he shared needles with that guy several times before the diagnosis.
And if it wasn't for this program, I wouldn't be forced to because nobody forcing me, but I would want to use his needle just so that I could get up. That's how an addict's thinking is. Even though we know they have HIV, I would still use his needle if it wasn't for them giving us clean needles because I would not want to be sick and hurting.
Wyoming County in southern West Virginia is among a group of counties in central Appalachia that are especially vulnerable to the rapid spread of HIV or hepatitis C. That's mainly because of intravenous drug use. Fred Cox from the health department says that in most years, the county sees no new HIV cases. But last year, it experienced what he calls a cluster of them. The state says it won't give out county-level HIV numbers because there are so few cases. There were 57 new HIV cases last year in the 15 West Virginia counties thought to be most vulnerable to the spread of HIV and Hep C. Wyoming County bought and customized the van with an $80,000 grant from the State Department of Health and Human Resources. It goes out every Friday to two locations in the county for at least a half hour in each spot. The county started going out in April, but didn't get any clients until the next month. The van is white and unmarked.
We've debated on whether we want to put a harm reduction sticker on the side of the van. At this point, we just want to keep it a plain van. Thank you.
Keeping a low profile is important. Rebecca says no one using drugs would want to get these services at the health department in Pineville, the county seat. From Allen Junction, the first site, Pineville's a half hour away, and that's a long drive here. And the health department is next to the courthouse.
No drug addict's going to want to do that.
Cox and his team chose the two locations they currently drive to based on the at-risk populations living there. They tried another small community first. That's where Christy Seaton says her parents live.
There's no police force there. It's kind of in a rural area. The police response time when you call for any other issue is kind of a long time. And if there happened to be an issue there, you know, it might take the police force a little while to get there. Some of the people that are using this program, you know, are not the kind of people you want in your neighborhood.
Seaton's a councilwoman in Mullins. That's another city in Wyoming County. She believes in the needle exchange, and even suggested the health department move it to her town. But she has some concerns about the two current locations.
I just think if they're going to offer that program, maybe it should be somewhere more in the public and not so much in the rural communities, which I know that's what they're trying to focus on. But I just think it needs to be thought of better.
Cox says there haven't been any safety issues. Needle exchange sites have been controversial in West Virginia, but at least two nonprofits already operate mobile needle exchange programs elsewhere, and a third is expected to start later this year. The Wyoming County Health Department is the first government agency in the state to provide the services in a mobile unit. It's mid-afternoon and sweltering as the team sets up in Long Branch, an especially rural part of the county, about 40 minutes from the health department. They pull into a lot, people are outside walking around, and they're staring at the van. It's the mobile unit's first time here, and Cox has to start by building trust. He walks over to a nearby porch and explains, before they even fully set up, why they're here.
And our ultimate goal, to be honest with you, is we hope at some point in time you decide that you'd like to get into recovery. We would hope that you would do that at some point. And we want to make you healthy, or keep you healthy enough long enough to do that. Does that make sense?
With Fred Cox are Gina Carter and Crystal Simpson, both nurses. They can do Hep C and HIV tests on site. One woman here gets a blood test and the answer to a question that has nagged her for a long time, whether her previous drug use left her with any chronic infections.
We've always wondered. I could have cried when I found out it was negative.
She didn't know what to make of the van at first.
You can talk to anybody and they'll tell you Long Branch. At Long Branch, get what you want. There's some really good people here and this program would help a lot of people.
It would help?
A lot. Because a lot of these people really don't have the money to go buy new needles. So that right there would help quit spreading diseases.
As of last week, the van has served 50 people, and starting this fall, Wyoming will share it with Summers, Mercer, and McDowell counties. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Wyoming County.